Radio Style.
It's your boy Red.
Yo, what's good, y'all? It's your homie Big T.
I'm Insani.
And you are officially tuned in and tapped into the hottest podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion, and the only show that keeps our ears to the streets.
While you grind and shine.
Hey, so appreciate y'all for tuning in and tapping in. It's Friday. It's getting cold outside.
It's getting cold outside.
Dark earlier.
I'm okay with that, though.
I mean, that's
it's
cool.
It's October. I want to go to a pumpkin farm and not have it be 90.
I mean, that's cool, too, but it gets dark at like 3:30. So, I don't really know how
no,
I
feel about
that.
No, it does
not. Yes, it does. You get out of school, and then boom, it's dark. Time to go home, take a shower, watch Judge Judy, and go to sleep.
Hey, maybe I'll start getting better sleep at night.
Maybe so.
I don't want to be like running around outside and
being outside.
Not that kind of outside. I can't do that on a work night.
I feel it. I wish I could say the same.
Back in the day, man, when I was young, I could, but now I'm older.
Yeah.
I need my rest and all the beauty sleep I can get.
I love a good after work happy hour. So
yeah.
Yeah.
As long as it wraps up by about 6 p.m.
Yeah. Then you tell all your people, like, man, I was outside. Yeah, it's a 6.
Yeah. They're like, didn't we see you walking out at like 6:15?
Yeah. So, well, speaking of school, we have a special guest on the show today. We have the director of a new up-and-coming educational facility we have here in the city. Her name is Kim Scribner, and she's stopping through. And we're going to get all with her about being the director of the Academy of Urban Scholars. Yes. Here we go. So they've been all in the news, and we've been seeing some great things about them. And so we're going to tap in with her. And we got some other stuff that we're going to do, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, we can't get the show started without doing what we call Big T with the
T.
And this is where I give you all of the celebrity news and gossip because they keep me with job security. And, yeah, man, we got some news that's going on. So first off, let's start with Darius McCrary. And all of our news comes from Darius McCrary. I'm going to tell you in a minute.
Okay.
All of our news comes from TMZ. So don't sue me, sue them if the information is accurate.
Don't suggest that because I feel like they'd be named in that
too. Everything's alleged. But yeah, so Darius McCrary, you know him as Eddie Winslow from Family Matters. He was arrested near the U.S.-Mexico border in California, and he's currently sitting in a San Diego jail, and it looks like he got picked up on an out-of-state felony charge. The Family Matters alum was busted Sunday by the U.S. Border Patrol, according to online records. Darius's case says this is a fugitive arrest.
Oh,
I know. Serious.
That's federal.
Yeah. And the section of the California Penal Code listed online records applies to individuals in California who are wanted by another state for serious crime. Now, Darius Rep. Ann Barlow tells TMZ the warrant out of Michigan for his arrest stems from a missed court appearance related to his failure to pay child support.
Wow. So failure to pay child support is a federal crime?
Yeah, apparently.
I guess so. In Michigan, the way over by California.
Yeah. So it's worth noting he's been arrested twice before for allegedly failing to pay his child support. Darius and his ex-wife, Tammy Bronner, finalized their nasty divorce in 2019 after a two-year battle. And TMZ found out that one of the terms of their divorce was that Darius paid Tammy $1,366 per month in child support.
He was running from that?
Yeah, man.
He used to be on Family Matters.
That
he
money
probably,
must
he probably blew that money. That money's gone.
That money is gone.
You know, I get why it's a felony charge now, because it was the third strike, right? Don't we have the third strike rule? So they said this is the third time they picked him up.
This is the second time.
I said the third time.
No, he was he was arrested twice before.
So this is the third time. Yes, so it's like three strikes and you're out. And that's that. But man, they tracked him from Michigan all the way to the border. He was trying to run. He said, I'm going to Mexico. They can't get me for child support there.
You can't run for being a deadbeat.
I thought it was that he was drinking tequila or something and did federal crimes. No, you know how tequila does.
He had a whole other family matter that was.
There is a whole lot of family matters
happening. Take care of child support.
Yes. And it's 1360. Get a job. Could go work at like one of the local, I don't know, Home Depot. Oh, yeah. They'll pay you enough to pay your child support off.
He can just go make a nice little Tubi movie, you know? Tubi.
He could.
Tubi's doing great.
Maybe they didn't want him. He got rejected from Tubi, allegedly.
If you are a deadbeat, you cannot get a job on Tubi.
Hey, you know what? Tubi's got standards.
Hey, they do now. All right. In other news, so rapper DDG, which you also know him as Chloe and Halle, Halle, the sister from the group Chloe and Halle, is her baby daddy. DDG released his second album of 2025 on Friday. It's titled Moo. It's titled what? Moo. M-O-O.
Just Moo.
Moo.
Does he moo on the album?
I don't know what he does.
I'm going to have to listen to it.
And he chose to lead the rollout with a public plea to his ex, Halle Bailey. He wants to make up with her for the sake of their one-year-old son, Halo. On the song called 17 More Years, DDG tackled his still ongoing custody battle with Haley, highlighting the time they still have before Halo is considered an adult in the eyes of the courts. The couple broke up in October last year, and things escalated on the internet after Halo made a viral appearance on Kai Cenat's stream, eventually leading to a temporary domestic violence restraining order being filed against DDG. DDG labels Haley a good mom and suggests in the meantime they find a peaceful resolution because they're blowing a fortune in legal fees. The song says,
not for the sake of the kid. No, it's just the legal fees.
The song says, I don't want to fight no more. Tired of the court dates. Lawyers getting over on us. Watching money go to waste. Both DDG and Haley flung their fair share of mud this year, accusing each other of both physical and mental abuse, concluding with DDG starring in his own dating show and Halle popping up with a new man. Later on the track, DDG insists he's happy for Haley with whoever she's with and urges her to drop the custody suit so they can work on getting to a point where they can celebrate Halo's special life moments without fighting.
I want to know what Haley had to say about this song.
Yeah.
Sounds like he just put it all out there, took all the business and put it in there.
I wonder if she's listened to it, because I would want to listen to an album that's called Move.
No, I kind of do though. I get it, because now I'm intrigued. Like, I want to listen to an album named Moo. I don't know that I'd want to listen to a song that he wrote about my custody battle with him and made it very public. That, but I mean, you know, she did. You know, she was like, I got to hear that. I got to hear what he said about me.
Yeah, she probably did. I don't know. It's kind of messy.
So he was on a dating show, I heard you say.
Yeah.
So then she popped up on the dating show with a new man.
No, he had his own dating show because he's a streamer.
Okay.
Like Twitch, YouTube streamer.
Okay.
But so he had his show, and then she at the same time ended up popping up with her own man.
Okay.
But she wasn't on the show.
Oh, gotcha.
But the two things happened coincidentally at the same time.
Yeah. Or she just announced the new man because he was on a dating show on Twitch or wherever he was.
His own show.
Did he find love?
I didn't watch it. I'm not like a big.
You know what? Maybe he found love, and then whoever that new love was like, you better get it right with your baby mama because you're not being very nice.
Yeah. So let's hope the album sells so he can pay those legal fees.
Yeah, for sure.
So, all right. And in our last piece of news, a Florida man was taken into custody last week. Anytime I say Florida,
I think you start with Florida. At least it doesn't say Ohio man. Ohio, yeah. Because that has been a thing.
But anytime you know it's from Florida, you know it's something. Mm-hmm. So, a Florida man was taken into police custody last week, and cops made the most unexpected discovery all the way up this man's record. It was a thermos, but that's only half the story.
Okay.
TMZ has obtained exclusive 911 audio from the situation in which a caller reports there's a naked man in the restroom at a public park who had been there all day and won't leave. TMZ has learned
I wouldn't leave either if that happened.
TMZ has learned sheriff deputies showed up and found him fully clothed. They initially gave the guy, who was identified as Walter Freimer.
Oh, you had to put his whole name out there.
Yeah, hey, I'm just reading this. they gave him a break, and they were escorting him out of the Winter Haven Park with just a warning, but later Freimer allegedly trespassed again. This time, a Polk County Sheriff's deputy arrested him, and here's where it got really weird. So every arrestee is reportedly put through a body scanner to ensure they aren't bringing weapons into jail, but a weapon is not what the scanner found. Instead, on the screen was a thermos shoved so far up this man's rectum that it had made it into his abdominal.
I don't think that's possible.
Yeah, well, I saw this.
What did you see?
TMZ.
Okay. Had to look.
Yeah. So cops say Walter was a little testy even before making it to the processing center, allegedly telling them, good, I'm going to kill you, so charge it. If you arrest me, I will find you and kill you. Either the bottle up the bum, or it could have been the glass pipe with the burn residue consistent with methamphetamine use that authorities say they found inside a gray lunchbox that Walter was carrying around, making the 51-year-old cranky. After finding the fanny flask, the Polk County Sheriff said they had Freimer transported to a hospital where the thermos was removed, likely saving his life. Freimer has reportedly already been arrested 25 times and had 5 trips to state prison.
Okay. All right. There's so much I need to say about this. First of all, was it a flask or a thermos? Because that makes a huge difference.
It was a thermos.
Are you sure?
I saw the x-ray picture on
TV. Okay.
You want me to pull it up for you?
No, maybe later.
I'll show you during the commercial.
Maybe
break.
Later. And because I don't know. And second, was there anything in the thermos? Like, was
I don't know, but I'm
saving a drink for later.
Yeah, I don't know. But and they also found basically lunchbox.
In place of the thermos.
That, the thermos.
I guess you'd have to be on something in order to get that in your butt. Because I can't think of, obviously he was high. There's no way anybody in their unhigh mind could put a thermos in that area.
Yeah.
And not even notice, like he had clothes on. He sat in a police car. He was just a little grumpy.
Yeah. Like, well, here's the thing. Well, then they said he wouldn't leave the bathroom. Well, I bet he wouldn't.
No, because like now it's, you know, I have friends that have, you know, have worked in, or I've watched videos or had friends that worked in ER and talked about things that they find in rectums. And I bet a thermos is probably a first.
Florida has some interesting people.
I'm going to have to see that picture because there's just.
I'll show you during a commercial
break. Okay, there's a lot going on there. Yeah, a lot going on.
So, well, that was Big T with the tea. You know, if I got some tea, I'm going to spill it here first on.
Well, he wasn't spilling tea. It was in the thermos.
It wasn't spilling nowhere.
It was securely buckled up in that thermos.
So, all right. Well, speaking of tea, we have a new segment on the show. You know, I was just sitting around one day and there's just be so much stuff happening in the celebrity news and the regular news and just stuff in general. Mm-hmm. You know how sometimes you shake your head at things you like
all day, every day.
And so this segment that we're going to start doing is called Jackass of the Week. Jackass of the Week is where when someone has just showed they hold behind all week long and we just got to put them on blast. You know what I'm saying?
And our Florida man didn't quite make that.
No, he did not.
This is going to be real good. Because
he did not. But, you know, this week's Jackass of the Week, it goes to Nicki Minaj. So, you know, her and Cardi B have been going back and forth on social media. And it's one thing to go back and forth about music. But when you start going back and forth about people's kids and calling them monkeys and roaches, I have a problem with that.
A huge problem.
So if you don't know what Cardi B has been saying, so Nicki posted the $4.99, which was a reference to the price of Cardi B's album, was the promo that she was doing.
Mm-hmm. So on DoorDash?
like Apple.
Who was DoorDashing? Somebody was DoorDashing an album. I think
can you DoorDash music?
No, I think it was, who's the one, Cardi's been doing like old school like advertising.
Yes.
So she offered it as a special on DoorDash where you could get it DoorDash through DoorDash delivery if you pre-ordered it.
Yes.
So it must have been the $4.99 DoorDash delivery.
So she tweeted that out.
Yeah.
Then she also accused Cardi of getting, she said, surgery to look like me, which she's saying that Cardi has been getting surgery to look like her. She also referred to her as Barney Dangerous and saying she looks like Barney. She made fun of her being pregnant.
With the pregnant Barney.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She also talked about her kids. She had a fertility rant, hinting at attacks of her pregnancy and fertility and motherhood. Just a whole bunch of stuff. But when you start talking about people's kids and calling them roaches and monkeys. And
or fertility.
Or making fertility jokes.
And I saw that she had sent her a picture of pregnant Barney, like an actual Barney pregnant.
Actual Barney pregnant.
Yeah.
So, you know, for Cardi, for you to be the queen of rap, you kind of, you... That was a new low for you.
Yeah.
And so, not a fan of that. And so, for this week, she's going to go ahead and she's going to get the Jackass. That was.
She's a mother.
Yeah. And she should know better.
Yes. And she's older, too. I don't know how much older. She's older.
She's like 7 years older than Cardi B.
Yeah. So, she's got a little elder status.
Yeah. You should know better. And so, in return of that, I mean, Cardi wasn't innocent, but if someone's talking about your kids, you're not going to take the high road.
No.
So, you know, whatever Michelle Obama said, she said, you know, when they go low, go straight to hell. That's how I feel.
I don't think Michelle Obama.
She said something like that.
She said when they go low, you go high.
No, she said when they go low, you go lower.
I think that's what Michelle said.
Well, it's in the Bible.
Pretty sure also Jesus did not say that.
Hey, Jesus spun the block. Jesus, let me see something. Jesus did not play.
No, he did not.
He did not play. No, nope. It's a few scriptures where he had to
lay it down.
He had to show some people what he was about.
Mm-hmm.
So don't test his gangster.
Nope.
So, but yeah, Nicki Minaj, you are our Jackass of the Week.
Yes.
So
people's kids alone.
Yeah, leave people's kids alone. But if you have someone, celebrity news or gossip or news in general that you want to label as Jackass of the Week, go ahead and put in the comments. We'll read them later on in the show. We don't name drop.
No, so we're not talking about your about, we don't want to hear about your baby mama, baby daddy, your ex. We don't want to hear about that.
We don't want to hear about your baby daddy not paying their child support and fleeing the country or trying to.
Although if that happened to you, they are kind of a drag.
They are kind of a drag. But yeah, leave it in the comments below, and we'll read them later. Speaking of, shout out to Jesse Coleman, who's watching. He said, "What's good, beautiful people?" Go ahead and check him out over at the 419 Grind. All right, we're going to go ahead and do a commercial break. And when we come back, we have Miss Kimberly Scribner, who's going to be tapping in with us. We got some this or that questions we're going to be asking her. And we got some other questions that we're going to get to. Mm-hmm. We're going to hear about all the amazing things that's going on at her brand new school. So make sure y'all keep it locked. It's right here on Mud Talk.
We want to give a shout out to our season 4 sponsor, A Servant's Heart LLC. A Servant's Heart prides themselves in community care. They offer non-medical and HPC transportation, as well as home personal care. For questions, to schedule consultation, or to join their team of professionals, you can follow them on Facebook at A Servant's Heart LLC. Email them at aservantsharttoledo@gmail.com. That's 2 T's. Or give them a call at 419-407-5399. So thank you again to A Servant's Heart for their support of the Mud Talk podcast and being our season 4 sponsor.
Hey.
Want to get the word out about your business or organization? Well, the Hottest Podcast now offers the hottest sponsorship packages, starting as low as $15. That's right, $15 will help you get your business and organization out to millions and millions of listeners heard around the world. So make sure you go to the official Mud Talk Facebook page and check out our sponsorship packages right now.
The Hottest Podcast is back with new merch dropping right now. Tap in and check out our latest in hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and now we have official Mud Talk water bottles and more. So make sure you head over right now to the official Mud Talk merch store and get into it. And right now, if you order, you'll get 25% off of all of the latest merch in our Mud Talk merch store. So go over to our Instagram page at MudTalk419 and get into all of the latest, newest merch that is available right now. Mud Talk, the only podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion, and the only show that keeps our ears to the streets while you grind and shine. What's good, y'all? We are back here on Mud Talk. First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who taps in and tunes in with us each and every Friday night, whether you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or you listen to us on iHeartRadio or Sirius XM Radio. We appreciate you. And shout out to everybody that's been copping the merch, man, whether you've been buying the hoodies, the crew necks, the hats, whatever it is that you've been copping, we greatly appreciate you for your support. So let's go ahead and get into this interview because we have a special guest with us. Who we got?
We do. We have Kimberly Scribner. She is the director of Academy Urban for Urban Scholars, which is a non-traditional high school dedicated to empowering scholars to obtain their diplomas while also pursuing career and technical education credentials. With a master's degree in curriculum and instruction and over 13 years of experience in education, including 7 years as a K-8 administrator, Kimberly has a proven track record of fostering innovative learning environments that prioritize both academic achievement and practical skill development. She's passionate about transforming the educational landscape for urban youth and committed to equipping scholars with the tools they need to thrive in their future careers. So welcome, Kimberly.
Hey, give her a hand clap, hand clap, hand clap. There we go. I picked the right buttons.
You did. Yes.
What's good, Kimberly? How do you feel?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yes, we're so glad that you came onto the show. And you know, now you've been Mud Talk certified, so now you're family. But before we get into
being family.
Oh, well, that's true. That is true. Don't clock my tea on this show. But yes, but we are so glad to have you. Now, before we get into anything, what's been going on with you? Let's catch up real quick. What's new in your world?
Nothing. Leading awesome new school, Academy for Urban Scholars. My daughter is still running track in Finley.
Okay.
Nice. And my son is still doing his thing and being my best son.
That's what's up. Now, speaking about this new journey that you're taking, tell us a little about this new school that just opened up.
So it's Academy for Urban Scholars. It's located in South Toledo. Okay. It is a non-traditional school. It caters to credit recovery and college, high school dropouts.
Okay.
However, it's not just for credit recovery and dropouts. It is a school that meets our scholars exactly where they are. We create a career plan and an educational plan for them. And knock down barriers to make sure they reach that finish line.
Absolutely.
And that's an educational plan for all students.
All students.
Yeah. So it doesn't have to be students with special needs. It can be any student that comes through the doors are going to get that career and educational plan.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So you said that you guys focus on students who may have had a rough start and maybe took some time away from school. So how does your team help them find that confidence again?
So meeting them exactly where they are. You know, oftentimes our traditional schools try to put students in a box that they don't actually belong in. Mm-hmm. So just the fact that we meet them exactly where they are and create that educational plan also increases their motivation because we meet them where they are. We're not trying to force them into a grade level or a subject area that they're not ready for. Right. We meet them where they are.
That's what's up. Now, this is a new school that we just got here in the city.
Yes.
Now, how does that feel? Because you left a school that was very well established.
Yes.
And then now you're going to a school that's just up and coming. So tell us kind of like your thought process and your feelings of going through this journey.
Absolutely amazing. Okay. Because I'm literally building the plane as I'm flying it. Right. I'm myself not being put in a box and made to fit a certain mold. So when I say we meet our scholars, so every day if we get a scholar that does not have a career plan that we already, if we don't have that career plan for already, we create it for them. And that's what I like about it. Okay. The biggest barrier that I had in the K through 8 setting was not being able to meet my students exactly where they were or not being able to focus on the whole student and just forced to focus on academics. However, in this structure of this school, I am made to break down those barriers. Yeah. So things that it was like, stay in your lane, you know, that's not academic.
Yeah.
I am being asked to find out their barriers, break down those barriers for our scholars. So if it's a situation where a scholar hasn't been to school in a couple of days, I'm going to their home that third day. And if it's, Ms. Scribner, I haven't been to school because I don't have a haircut or I don't have the money to get a haircut, jump in the car with me. We're going to the barbershop and then we're going to school.
Yeah,
and that's what I love about
school. I love that, you know, working in a public school, I try our best to be able to try to break those barriers down, but you just don't really have all that freedom to do that.
Yes.
I can bring the hair products in, but I can't put a kid in my car and say, let's go to the barbershop or let's go to the salon. So I think that's really great because I don't think a lot of people realize those are huge reasons why kids won't show up to school.
Absolutely.
The social perception of other people is huge. And if they're not, especially if they're dealing with anxiety or they're feeling, they haven't, maybe they've been bullied at other places they've been at school about their hair or their appearance. It makes it hard to want to come to school.
Absolutely.
So I think that's great that you're breaking those barriers down.
And then not even just not want to come to school, but if you've been forced to go to school for that day, you're not doing well in school academically or socially, emotionally, because you're so self-conscious about your hair and things like that, which causes behavior problems. So
it does. And honestly, go ahead.
Or think about being forced into a box that you don't belong in and having to go to school, being forced to go to school to be forced into this box that you don't belong in.
Yeah.
And then
you
wonder why we have students with behaviors or we're meeting with parents, we're putting plans in place and the scholar still isn't successful because we're still trying to put them in a mode that does not belong
for that kid. Yeah, because I believe that every student has an educational model that's good for them.
Absolutely.
Some kids really thrive in a public school. Some kids do better in a charter school with a smaller environment or the Catholic school or Christian school with like the religious base. Or then you have some kids that just, I can't sit still in a desk for, 8 hours a day. Not saying that that's what kids do, but I mean, the educational model we have is go to class, sit there, learn, go to the next class, sit there, learn. And that doesn't always work for a lot of kids. And,
absolutely.
You know, it doesn't mean that they're not a good student. It doesn't mean they're not smart. It just means they learn different. So
absolutely.
I think that's fantastic.
Yes. Now, so there's a lot of misunderstanding about alternative schools. So what's one misconception that you want to shut down right now about alternative schools?
That they're not qualified because most teachers that are in the community schools or charter schools are more than qualified.
Mm-hmm.
They choose to teach in those environments.
Yeah.
So they aren't just put in a mold like everyone else in other public schools or traditional schools.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So now that you are the principal of this, you know, new school, what is your vision? Because, you know, people kind of have to trust it now because, you know, not only they trust in this new school, but now they have to trust you. So what is your vision for this school?
So my vision for our school is to see each and every scholar that walks through those doors to meet the finish line. And I treat each one of my scholars like they're my own kids. Mm-hmm. So if it's going out after to find them a social worker or find them a counselor, I'm doing that. I'm doing whatever it takes to get those, get my scholars to that finish line.
So. What is when they're coming to school, because you said it's not in the box, everybody has an educational plan. What are the primary like methods of like teaching and learning that the kids are doing in school on a daily basis?
So. Absolutely. So we have math, science, social studies, ELA, just like any traditional high school. But within those blocks, we have project-based learning, and we have a program called Work Keys. So when I say that we meet them exactly where they are, we put them in those programs and we do small group instruction.
Okay.
So they work independently majority of the day, but then they're pooled in math, ELA, science, and social studies in a small group setting where we can reach the needs that they're not getting met through the online platforms.
Okay. So is there, like when they're doing like the, you said the project-based learning, and then you had kind of shared that in the bio, it said that they do like career and technical education. How does that work in the school when they're doing those? The Work Keys is part of that.
Absolutely. So we actually have a CNA program and advanced manufacturing program in our building. So it's almost like dual enrollment.
Yeah.
So they'll go to their CNA class or advanced manufacturing class. But that's what I was also referring to, because that's what we offer in-house right now. Mm-hmm. But if we don't have it, we build it for them. Mm-hmm. So we have a career tech class as well.
Okay.
So if they're not in that CNA or advanced manufacturing, then they'll do the career tech class where they're still getting credentialed in something.
Okay. That's cool.
That's what's up. Yeah. Now, being that you transferred from a traditional K-3 setting to now a different kind of setting, would you ever go back to a K-3 setting?
Absolutely not. Absolutely.
Listen, this is tempting. I got like 9 years and I can retire from my public school and I'm calling you because this sounds amazing.
Absolutely not. Okay. Absolutely not. Just because of the fact that I'm not forced to put my scholars into a box.
Yes.
And I'm myself not forced into a box.
I was about to say, you don't like being in boxes.
No, no, no. Not at all. Yeah.
Now, with so the age bracket, you have said 16 through 20.
14.
So how do you work with your older students and motivate them to come to school? Because, you know, they're older now, so they're 20, 21. How do you motivate them to come to class?
Actually, they took the first step by coming and enrolling into the program. That's good. Know, they want the second chance. So they're coming in eager and ready to cross that finish line that they thought was unattainable now.
Because traditionally, they 18, and once you turn 18, you have to handle your own education.
Right.
So they're coming back and saying, I want to.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, most of them dropped out and said that they'll just get their GED, but then found that the test was unpassable.
It's real hard. Yeah.
And then they were stuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now that they have an opportunity, they're taking advantage of that opportunity.
Which is great. So that's like the first step of motivation.
Absolutely.
It's where the intrinsic motivation comes in.
I wonder, how does it feel to be like, to have a principal? I guess I got somebody telling me what to do now. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, it sounds like she's not really telling a whole lot of kids what to do.
Kind of
they're creating the plan on their own. She's just there to facilitate it.
Yeah. I actually have one of my students that I had in my middle school setting as one of my students.
That's cool.
Okay.
So what are you looking forward to, as you know, because you guys, like you said, it's a new school. So for the next few years, what are you guys looking forward to? And what can we expect from you guys?
The attachment to the community. We're looking for every month we do some kind of community service activity. We're partnering with the community. We're bringing the community into our school. So my biggest thing is just the impact that it's going to have on the community, not only for our scholars, but the community around us as well.
Absolutely. And speaking of the community, how can the community, you know, local businesses or leaders, how can they get involved to support you guys?
Reach out to us, ausohio.com. We're looking for career tech people to come and help us out with some of the programs that we're not offering. If there's opportunities for us to come out and volunteer, because we come out as school and volunteer.
Okay.
So either or, us, you helping us or us helping you.
Yeah. So long story short, pull up.
Or they'll pull up.
Yep,
either or. So is your school day a normal, a typical school day, or is there different hours, or how does that?
No, our school is from 9 until 3:30.
Okay.
So it is a typical school day. 9 to 9:45, we kind of have social hour and breakfast. And then 12 to 12:45 during lunchtime, it's also social hour and lunch as well. To still, so they're not feeling like they're in a traditional school setting because they are young adults.
Yeah.
We do have Wellness Wednesday every Wednesday where we do yoga, mindful activities, and they are able to dress down. So, and that's also the day that we do our community service.
I got certified last year to do some mindfulness and yoga so I can do yoga within the school. And the kids aren't going to do that. I'm like, they love it.
They love it.
They love it. They're, can we do more breathing? Can we do this? And so it's really cool to see how excited they get over just being able to like breathe and do the stretches and learn some new different yoga poses and talking about like the mindfulness and how open they really are to it.
Yes. And we're trying to more than just educate our scholars. You know, we're teaching life skills. Today we had a male and female empowerment luncheon. Nice. We had speakers come out. We had all the girls dressed in pink and just teaching them how to empower each other as women, because unfortunately, even as adults, we don't see that as much as we should.
Yeah. That's great.
That's what's up. So if, you know, someone who was, you know, kind of not sure if they wanted to enroll their student or even enroll themselves into your school, what would you tell them the reason why they should enroll?
Because we are going to get you to the finish line. We have so many resources where our scholars can't fail.
Yeah.
We won't allow it, and it's not possible.
She's showing up at your house. She's making sure you're coming. Yeah.
Like, even with enrolling, you know, this is a new school. Nobody heard about it before. Yeah. So we're knocking on doors, enrolling scholars. You know, I'm calling scholars. Hey, you know, I spoke to you yesterday. You were supposed to come. You didn't come. Well, I didn't have a right to go get my birth certificate to enroll myself. Okay, I'm picking you up.
I got you.
Yeah.
Picked them up, took them to get their birth certificate, and they have not missed a day of school.
And what a good experience, because that's a life skill.
Yeah.
Being able to figure out, okay, I don't have this paperwork. Where do I go? How do I get there? So the fact that you involved them is really good for them as well.
Yeah. So as a leader, what keeps you motivated?
Seeing my scholars succeed. Seeing my scholars succeed and reaching that goal.
Yeah. That's dope. I mean, and we really need that, because being in the state of education right now, a lot of educators are getting kind of burnt out.
Absolutely.
So, you know, having those people who really invest in kids, and like you said, seeing across the finish line, that's really important, because we got teachers right now. And I'm saying that personally, but
in the United States of America. Look,
They're like, I am just one reason away from walking out on the job today. So that's what's up.
I think the kids too, like the kids that you're working with and the ones that are coming back for a second chance, they haven't had a lot of success.
Absolutely.
So I'm sure that, you know, getting to have that success for them speaks volumes of the school as well.
Or the support, you know.
Or the support,
Most of the scholars I speak to is like, oh, no one ever believed in me. I never received support. So the relationships that we have, not just myself, my whole staff with our scholars is phenomenal.
That's what's up.
Yeah, love that.
So we play a little game in the show called This or That. Look, she's looking like, oh, Lord. So
I was very nice.
Yeah, she was very nice. But no, we play a game in the show called This or That. And Amy is going to give you two choices. You got to decide if you're going to get with this or if you're going to
I think
that.
We're all going to play. We got time.
Yeah, we'll all play. I mean, we run this show, so we got more.
Yeah, we got time.
All right.
All right. So the first one, these are all, they're mostly education related. So we're all in education. So, would you rather have every weekend be a 3-day weekend or every Wednesday off?
Give me my 3-day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. It depends on what part of 3-day weekend.
Or that.
So we call like Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
We're outside the box here. Do what you want to do.
I have every Wednesday off. I hate Wednesdays. Like teach on the Wednesday, it sucks.
See, I'm like that with Thursdays, but I'm with you. I'm going 3-day weekend.
Yeah, give me that back. Because
I feel like, so I feel like by the time I get off work on Friday, I'm like decompressing.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, I'm getting everything done in the house. Yes. And then Sunday, I'm finishing when I didn't get finished, going to church, doing all of that. And then by the time that's done, I'm like, gosh, I gotta go
Monday.
Get ready for the next week, and it's Monday. So I would take that 3-day.
When Wednesday come, I'm like, it's only Wednesday? There's more? No. So yeah, just give me that Wednesday break, and then I got you for the rest of the week.
All right. Okay. Do you prefer in a classroom teaching out of physical books or e-learning?
books.
Yeah.
E-learning.
I know I got to pick one, but I'm a 50-50. Like, give me the book, and I'm going to give you an e-learning activity to go with it. Like, I'm kind of 50. But if I had to pick, I would probably say... It's easier to do the physical books. But for me, I think that our kids are so online all the time that sometimes it's okay to just disconnect for a minute.
Absolutely.
And like, let's do some pencil and paper. I had an activity where I had the students write a letter to their future self. Mm-hmm. But they're like, well, can we type it? Nope, gotta handwrite it. I'm cracking up. These kids are shaking their hands out because I'm like, you had to write a couple paragraphs. There was like, right. You know, three paragraphs, shaking their hands out. They're like, and one girl, I was like, I know, those are muscles you haven't worked in a while. I said, it's good for you. It will build character. This student cracked me up. She wrote that quote on the bottom of the paper. It might hurt right now, but it will build character. I was like, these kids. But I think just kind of getting back to that, I think is good.
Yeah, and it takes away like all of the e-learning. They're always on their phones.
Yes.
Their face is always in a screen. So just bringing it back to the more personal part of education.
Yeah, and I think it maybe require a little bit extra critical thinking, because if I'm in a book, that can't like just click Google real quick or chat GPT and be like, hey,
I mean,
need your help.
You know, we're not trying to convince you. If you like your e-learning, no, you.
I mean, I do like my e-learning, but now that I think about it, it's not that I don't like it, but like sometimes like Chromebooks be, you know, the kid's like, I can't log in. I don't remember my login.
My Chromebook is dead.
So now we wasted 30 minutes
with tech issues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Or I'm over here on the side playing one of those little games.
Yeah.
I swear it's cool math. Okay, there's no math in that game. No, right. I promise you that it's not cool math. Coffee or tea?
Neither.
Really?
Orange juice.
Orange juice. What's your beverage of choice?
White grape peach.
White grape? I've never heard of that. That sounds good, though. Is it? Yeah.
Ocean spray.
Okay. I was like, okay. White grape peach?
Mm-hmm.
Try
it out.
I will, because that sounds good. I'm a coffee girl. I do like tea, though, especially in the winter. Like, if I'm feeling like I want to get sick or something, I like a good loose leaf tea that I can brew.
Neither.
Really?
For me, ever. Yeah. I've never had coffee or tea.
Ever in your whole life?
Ever.
You're just... Not there.
No.
Okay. All right.
And coffee on people's breath just stinks. It's horrible.
It's sorry. So I am very. I will say I carry. If I drink coffee at work, I have a ton of gum.
Yeah.
My breath probably does.
No.
I don't.
Yeah, coffee. Oh. Okay.
Not recently. Why? Is it more coffee?
You said. The breath might stink.
Well, I don't know, because I'm not chewing gum, because I don't chew gum much. I'm always chewing gum.
No, if your breath stink, you know I would have told you.
That's the one. I know you would. That's the one thing. That's the one thing with education, is that you're always like, I'm like leaning over kids or talking. Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm like, I am so self-conscious. I am constantly chewing gum.
Me too.
Because I don't want a kid to be
will
like,
rip you up.
They will. Well, and you know, being a counselor, sometimes kids are crying, so I'm kind of talking close and quiet. Right. And I'm just like, I don't want them to be crying and be like, man, her breath is. I'm going to cry even harder because your breath smells.
Talking about you in the group chat.
Yeah. Oh, you should have checked out her breath. I want to be in the group chat or on whatever website they've created.
Right.
All right. Early bedtime or stay up late?
Early.
Early. What time do you go to bed?
Like, it's probably past my
She's like
time.
About to fall asleep. It is 8:48.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What time do you wake up in the morning?
About 3 or 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you just up all day?
Do you do you like get up and do anything, or
go to the gym?
Oh, okay. Oh, you're the early worker outer.
Yeah.
No, I go to the gym after work.
I couldn't do it.
You motivate me, though, because see, I'm a night person. Like, I will be up and give me midnight, 1 a.m. I can get up at 5 a.m. If I can't get out of bed, I tell myself, you know, there are people who have already had a full workout this morning.
Yeah.
You can do this. Get up. Even though I could never do an early workout, I try to motivate myself. I'm like, okay, there's people working.
Meanwhile, here I am getting up at 10, and now you done went to the gym. You done paid bills. You done
she's had a whole day.
She's ready to go to bed.
It's probably lunchtime. 10 is probably your lunchtime. You're probably ready to eat. Funny. All right, watch a movie in the theater or stream a movie at home?
Home.
Yeah. I am a, yeah.
COVID has made me not a people person. Like,
were you one before? I didn't know you before COVID, so I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I used to like, I was outside, but now I'm like streaming movie at home. I'm doing Kroger pickup, like DoorDash. If I need, I don't care if it's soap. Like, I would DoorDash it. Like, I'm not like
I am willing to do that too.
I,
yeah, I'm willing to do that.
Definitely streaming movie.
I don't even know if it's post-COVID. I think I'm just getting older. And my tolerance for being in the general public is like starting to get a lot less.
Yeah.
Like I was last weekend wanted to go to the grocery store and sat there for a minute and I was like, nope, Instacart it is. Nope, even though I was perfectly capable of getting up and going, but on a Sunday and everybody's doing their Sunday groceries, absolutely not.
I went to the grocery store last Sunday. Before I got out the car, I made like a whole plan in my head, like this aisle, this aisle, this aisle. If you go to this aisle at the end, you'll be by the exit. You can self-scan and get out. Like yes. I had like a whole plan in my head. I was not trying to be Kroger any longer than I need to be. You know what I'm saying?
The best was we went to Costco together one time.
Oh my goodness.
We about I think he saw me. I'm usually a pretty chill and calm person, but you might have saw me in rare form that day. Yeah. I was about to actually.
When that lady was trying to get that salmon sample. She was about to become a speed bump.
I'm like huffing and puffing. I'm like, we gotta go. I cannot do this anymore. Costco does it for me every time. All right. Working lunch or a lunch break out?
Working lunch.
Okay.
Get that done. Lunch break out.
Yeah.
Although, so this year I kind of like voluntarily gave myself lunch duty because so at our school we have like three floors and the lunchroom is in the basement. So in my classroom is on the top floor. So I'm like, I'm not going all the way down.
Like, I'm already walking them all the way down there. I'm not
coming back to pick them up. Yeah. No, thank minutes, you.
No. So I just take my lunch with me and just sit down.
Well, you know what?
So I get to work and lunch.
Yeah,
pretty much.
And it probably does build some of those relationships with the kids.
No,
too.
I don't talk to them.
Oh, well, my goodness. You should have been like, yes.
They're like, Mr. Cleveland. I'm like, go ask the lunch lady. No.
I'm invisible. I'm not here.
I will say I spent the first probably 10 years of my career as a counselor doing it. And my whole career as a teacher working. I was like, let me get it done because I don't like to take stuff home. Mm-hmm. What I realized is because my job is so demanding and people are constantly wanting to have me do things, I actually have to step out, even if I'm eating in my car in the parking lot. But what I typically will do when it's nice, I will drive around the corner to the park. I will sit in the park parking lot or get out in the picnic table, eat, and be back in time for my lunch break to be over. Because if I don't leave the building, I will never, ever take a lunch. And it was impacting me a ton. Like I was really, I'm like, I would get home and it's 4 p.m. and I'm like, I haven't eaten anything since I was in the car at 6:30 this morning.
Wow.
So for me, I love to do a working lunch, but because I like to get stuff done, but that stuff wasn't getting done because I was getting interrupted every, which I am okay with because it's new things, but I did have to prioritize my self-care a little bit there.
Love that for you.
Thank you. Carry out or dine in?
Dine
well, I already know what you're about to say.
Dine in.
Dine in.
What am I going to say?
Carry out because you don't like people.
Good answer.
That's true. That is very
What's your favorite type of restaurant to dine in?
Ventura's.
Because I haven't seen you there.
Probably have.
Now if I'm there, I'll know to look.
Well, I mean, it depends on where I go. Like, I love Frontier. I would dine
there. I do too. Yeah.
I just don't want this takeout. It's not that fresh hot off the press. Because
it's probably been sick.
Yeah, and I don't like that.
There's only certain foods I think you can actually, like Chinese food, you can always carry out.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You can always carry that out. It's going to be good no matter how long
it's ready in 10 minutes.
Pizza, I think, is good as long as if I'm carrying it out. Yeah. If I have it delivered, it's like a cardboard box. But like, you know, if I'm going to eat like a steak or
or something that's fried.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything that fries, anything with a breading is going to be soggy by the time you get it home.
Yeah. No, thank you.
I think I'm probably more of a Chinese person. Although I'm not mad at the Olive Garden carryout because you can get a whole meal.
Now that's something that you can warm up well. So I can do Olive Garden takeout.
Yeah. And you can also get like a cheaper second meal to warm up a different day.
Yeah.
If you carry out like a one meal.
So, yeah.
Not that they sponsor us because they don't, but I just had this.
They should. We just
promoted you really well. Hilarious. Cat person or dog person?
Dog.
Okay.
Do you have a dog?
Yes, too.
What are your dogs' names?
Otis and Shiloh. Okay. The pocket bully. I'm like, what is Otis? A pocket bully?
Like tiny?
Pocket bully. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is. Like, can I carry it in my hand?
No. Oh, it's just a miniature bulldog. Miniature bulldog.
Miniature bulldog.
And then our Shiloh was a Shih Tzu.
Okay. So do you have like a purse and a carrier for
me? No.
I was about to say, if you find out you carrying your dog,
I feel like it's always the Shih Tzus that people are pushing around in the strollers. Like they're just looking around and getting pushed around.
No.
Now you're not Kimberly Scrimmer. Now you're Kim Kardashian. Around that purse and dog.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I'm not a cat person.
I don't like cats.
Me neither. And I'm allergic to them.
Yeah, and they need. Like they are.
And they're sneaky. I don't like how they walk.
They do. They walk like they just got in trouble.
Right. Yeah.
And they look at you like, I dare you.
Right.
Like, I know you saw me. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely a dog person. I had a cat, and then I realized I was allergic, so I got rid of it. I gave it to an old couple that liked cats. Beach vacation or mountain getaway?
Beach. Okay. All day, every day.
Do you have a favorite beach location?
Jamaica.
Okay. I've been there twice. I like Jamaica. Yeah, it's nice.
I would do beach, but I also would like to try a mountain getaway.
You've never been to one?
No.
It might actually be good for you, because you like the serene and the peace and the lack of humans.
I do. Nobody's going into that mountain.
I mean, I look at some stuff online. Like, I see those little mountain getaways where there's like nobody around
and
except
you're
for
like
bears.
In the mountain.
Yeah, like you're in the mountain. You can see out of the mountain. There's a hot tub always.
Like, I want to go into probably like snowboarding.
I don't want to do that.
I just want to try it. And if I don't like it, I want to do it either.
Yeah. I mean, that's great. I think that's great. I look at more of like, I think that's more of like a northern mountain or like Colorado.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like I'm going like to North Carolina or Tennessee or something like that.
No, okay. So you want to do like...
Not snowboarding type mountains. Types, like the pretty mountains in southern areas.
Down south.
Yeah. I've never actually stayed... Have I stayed in the mountains? Mm-mm. I've been to the mountains. I've just never actually stayed there.
I always wanted to go to... Is that Gatlinburg?
Mm-hmm.
I want to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seems lit.
Let's go. I'm with it. But I am definitely a beach person.
Mud Talk live from Gatlinburg.
We're not going to have any service. There's going to be zero service out there.
That's true.
You're going to be stuck out there with all the bears creeping in the hot tub. Thanks. All right, last one. So game night with card games or board games?
Board games.
Cards. You know, I love me some spades.
You do. I do too. I do. I'm going cards too.
Yeah.
What's your favorite board game?
Don't say Monopoly.
No.
Don't tell her what she can and can't
play. It's too long.
It's like 5 hours.
I said game night. It's a whole night of Monopoly things.
I have to say Candyland.
I like Candyland.
Because it was always our family game. Game night. So
Candyland. Okay.
I can play spades all night. And I think that's just because I was raised by my grandparents. So they would play cards from like sun up to sundown. And I would like wake up and I'm like, y'all still here?
They were there.
They were there all night. I'm like, wow. But not,
That's so true.
Yes. So I would just play spades all day. That's my thing.
I definitely think I like cards. I mean, I like, give me Uno, give me Skip Bo, Phase 10. I did not grow up watching my grandparents. My parents, like, cards weren't really a thing in my house. That was never really.
Yeah.
I think they looked at it more like a kind of a gambling thing for cards. So it wasn't until I got to like high school and college, I learned how to play euchre. And then when I got to college, I learned how to play spades, and I used to do both all the time, all night long.
I feel like but board game night, like once you play the game and it's over, everybody go home.
What's the next
not,
card
not
game?
If you don't play Monopoly.
No, we not. Well, yeah, then you spend a night like
Scrabble.
You just get the whole stack of board games out.
Once we play Monopoly for 5 hours, that's...
Well, you don't do Monopoly.
No, if you do Monopoly, that's the whole night.
Yeah, you can't do Monopoly.
Y'all want to do like Chutes and Ladder?
Yes.
And Candyland. And Trouble. So
one board game after another.
Scrabble. Scrabble's a good one. I like Life is a good one, too. Life. Clue is a good one.
No, we just want...
You're missing out.
You are missing out.
I guess.
He's like, I don't believe either of you.
I mean, y'all can keep trying to persuade me.
I mean, I like card games. I like card games. But for me, it's... I mean, and that's my thing.
So are y'all the type that, like, once you play a couple hands of spades, you're like, okay.
No, I can play all night. She's like, I'm over it. What about, like... What about, like, Uno or...
Are you my black...
I am not, but there are some black people who don't have
the way that I mean, remember, I actually taught somebody who was black to play spades because nobody else wanted to play.
See,
they're like, oh, well, you don't know how,
and I was like, you were surprised. Like,
I just never heard you say that.
Well, my favorite is board game.
That's what she would rather play Candyland. Mm-hmm. So maybe you guys need to have a game night, and then it's Candyland, and spades, and then Chutes and Ladders, and then spades, and then Scrabble, and then spades.
Night in general, no card games.
I'll send
just
you a date.
Okay. Yeah, that would be fun. Like, I do like, if I'm gonna have like a family, like with my family, like with my kids, we're doing board games. We can't play card games in our house. Even board games get a little iffy.
If I see you break out a board game, I'm like, okay, y'all, that's all right.
I'm gonna show up to Big T's house with a board game in my hand.
A
next
couple
time.
Of them.
Yeah, I'm just gonna have a whole stack. I have a whole closet full of board games too. I will
do it.
I'll be looking at you right from the window, like, what's up? What you need?
I'm gonna come right in. I'm gonna sit on a back patio and I'm gonna play some Clue.
You know that patio is my favorite.
I know. So you won't stay away. You'll come play Clue or like
you'll like it.
I guess.
Sorry. You remember.
Yes.
Did you not play games with your students? Like, do you not play board games with them?
We got work to play no board
games. What about like Scrabble? You teach ELA.
We ain't playing board games. We got stuff.
Or like Scattergories. That's a really good one. That's a good ELA one. Yeah.
Scattergories, they love Scattergories.
They love it. And it's a good ELA one, too.
But I had to stop playing it with them. It got real. It was like, it got real serious. And I was like, so we're not going to play this again.
No, I'm sure it did. I could see that. Or like, remember Mad Libs? That's not a game, a board game, but Mad Libs was always like, I like that for teaching like the parts of speech and things.
Yeah.
As long as they're being appropriate.
Right.
Because you never know what you're going to get when you ask them to give you a noun and a verb.
Yeah. That's why.
The adjectives are what they always said. I'm like,
That's why when I do Scattergories, I always type in like Scattergories for kids.
Right.
Like, sure. Because we like the one, well, then sometimes like it does not as fun because they don't get it. So it'll say like, name a country that starts with T. And they're like, Toledo. And I'm like, no, that's not a country.
Hey, now you've taught social studies. Now you're like, let's go to the map because that is not a country.
Matter of fact, y'all need to go down to social studies.
Who is your social studies teacher? Because they are not going to be happy with that.
Yeah, but yeah, we had to stop playing. It got like real. Like, they was like, no, we got that answer first. I was like, why are we yelling?
Right. We're yelling because we're competitive.
Yeah, it was too early for all that competitiveness at 9 in the morning. So,
yeah, you know what? They're firing on all cylinders at 9 a.m. Yeah, listen, she's been up for a whole day by 9 a.m.
That's insane behavior. Because I woke up today at 11 because I had to go to work. Oh, and now you didn't already.
Did you see my eyes closed?
She was ready for her nap. She was ready for her mid afternoon nap at 11 a.m.
That's funny. That was it?
That was it.
Oh, man, see, that wasn't too bad.
No, see, I was nice.
Not at all.
Yeah.
See, we kept it cute today. So we're gonna go ahead and do a commercial break. When we come back, we're gonna do some shout outs. We always do shout outs beginning of the month. We love our people, so think about who you want to shout out. If you got some shout outs, put them in the comments below. And then when we come back, we're gonna shout our people out and we're gonna wrap this thing on up.
Absolutely.
All right, so make sure I keep it locked, y'all. It is Mud Talk. What's good, y'all? We are back here on Mud Talk. Again, want to say thank you to everybody that's been tuning in and tapping in with us today. We want to say, let me see, who's been watching what? We said Jesse. Oh, shout out to Tony Lair. She said, we love you, Scrivener. With her hearts.
Love you, too.
Yes. So shout out to her. And shout out to everybody who's been tapping in on our Mud Talk socials on Instagram, Facebook, as well as TikTok. And then also, we got to say shout out to Craig and Amy. Well, Craig and
I'm right here.
Shay.
Thank you, though.
Sorry.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate you.
Shout out to Shay and Craig. They couldn't be here today because Craig took a much needed time to relax after the Ship and Grits Gala. So he's in Jacksonville. And then today is Shay's husband's birthday. So shout out to Antoine.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to him. And speaking of Ship and Grits, man, what a time was had.
That was a good time.
Time was had. Did you didn't get to come, did you?
No, I wasn't there.
You gotta come to the next
one.
Yes. So if you love
let me know.
It'll be annual.
Hopefully he does it every year. And shout out to Vintage Lifestyle Events. They recognized us for our podcast.
Yeah.
So that was pretty dope.
And I think that there will be some more events coming in the next couple months through that Vintage Lifestyle event. So,
yes. Yeah.
From what I heard.
Yeah, and all the proceeds.
Not trying to put it out there because it's not my thing to put out there, but from what I've heard, there's some more coming.
But some of the proceeds went towards the family house. So that was super dope. So shout out to Vintage Lifestyle Events and also CO Styles. Like we said, couldn't be here for putting that together. But if you didn't come to this one, make sure you come next year. And then we have the next gala is this Saturday.
That would be tomorrow.
Yeah. I didn't have school today, y'all. So all the days. It takes
one day for him to lose the whole calendar.
Y'all wanted to have that 3-day weekend. See, that's what happened. That's why
I need that 3-day weekend.
But yeah, we'll be there tomorrow. We'll be at the Black Gala tomorrow from 6 to 11. Shout out to the brand 1983 that's putting it together. So that's going to be a great time. So if you have not been to the Black Gala before and you're going this year, a time will be had. It's amazing. Oh, shout out to Shawanda. She said TUC. Shout out to my TUC. Yeah, my turnout committee friend. And Shawanda has an event coming up on October 26th. Yep. So it's our birthday party.
Now that you said it like that, now you got me like I'm going to try.
Well, it's on a Sunday.
I think it's 26th.
So it's the 25th.
It is because I have an event on the 25th and that event.
So it is on October 25th.
Six. Shawanda, I'm so sorry.
I need you to
stop talking for one second.
I need to go back. I need to go to work on a Friday.
She has an event coming on Sunday, October 26th. You can get tickets. I will link that into our link tree in the bio so that you can buy tickets to attend that event. And she said, yes,
it's a movie,
and that is all caps. So you do not want to miss the
fire
movie.
Emojis.
Not just one or two, it's three.
Now she committing arson.
It's gonna be, as she should, because it's gonna be a movie.
She's gonna burn it down.
Get your tickets, come celebrate. You know, we'll be there. There's gonna be
Thank you.
She said it's on a Sunday. She said that up there just so they can see it.
It's October 26th. It's a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
And y'all about to explain the cat.
Shawanda, I hope you heard me tell him to stop talking for a second so that we can make sure that we got that handled.
Yes.
Sunday, October 26th.
Yes, it's going to be at the Palace on Alexis. Yes. And so, look, Shawanda, you had a game.
B2K in the building.
B2K will be in the building.
Because my body goes bump, bump, bump. Bump. That song does the B2K, right?
Yes. Look, Shawanda, you way ahead of game, girl.
Listen, Shawanda, Nook is my favorite. I was telling them Nook is my favorite actor, aside from Shawanda, on the side. I like, he's one of my favorite actors on that show, so he's going to be there.
Yep.
Cortez Smith is his actual name, not Nook.
Yes. Diamond from Crime High, who's also on Love and Hip Hop.
Nice.
And I believe Bobby Storm as well, too, right? So I believe she
did. You put that up? Put those all up there so they can see.
I'm clicking them.
Let's listen.
Yes, she typing so fast. I
am impressed with the speed of the typing, and I appreciate it.
I love.
She's that. Like you're. She said, comedian cheating ass
Myron. Cheating ass Myron. 44. Yeah. So okay. He'll be there. Country is hosting the event as well too. Oh yeah, she said yes. Bobby Storm is singing. Not singing.
No,
singing.
Singing on a Sunday, because you need to have some singing on a Sunday.
Absolutely.
Sunday, October 26th.
Yes, and she said Smacks and Country hostess.
Smacks. I don't know Smacks.
I don't know Smacks either.
But who's Smacks? Tell us who Smacks is.
Yeah, we're gonna learn about him on the 26th.
I can't wait. Stop talking. Stop saying names, because you are gonna screw everybody up. Sunday.
I had to go back and look.
Sunday, October 26th. All of those people in the building.
Yes, and she said, and Mud Talk will be our premier media press, as we should.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, super excited.
Yes.
So yeah, shout out to that. And make sure to get y'all tickets. Tickets are available now. You can go onto the Fame Studios Facebook page or the website and get yours.
And I will link that in our link tree in the bio on our Instagram page. If you go to MudTalk419 on Instagram, follow our page, then click the link tree in the bio. I will do that this weekend so that you can go there and also get your tickets.
And she said, and some more
surprise guests.
Oh man.
Ooh. Man, I can't wait.
It's gonna be better than the BET Awards.
Yes.
All right, so since we're doing shout-outs, does anybody have any people they want to shout-out?
Well, first of all, shout-out to Shawanda for having that on for us. I'm glad that I wanted to make sure we represented that with the correct date and the correct guests. But yes, definitely head out there. Go ahead. You have some shout-outs? Your shout-outs?
Well, I want to shout you out. Shout-out to everything that you've been doing. You're glowing, you're smiling, you're happy. But really just taking a leap of faith.
Yes.
So shout out to you. I know this is a whole new journey, but you are doing it in stride, and I'm so proud of you. And as the kids say, clock that tee. But I'm super proud of you.
Can I add to that shout out? I don't know you. I just met you today, but shout out to you for believing in the kids that people stop believing.
Yes.
Because that is so important. And I say it all the time. We need more of you and more of what your school is doing out
thank
in our
you.
Community, because there are a lot of kids out there that feel forgotten or that are forgotten or that people have kind of just discounted because they don't fit into the box.
Yes.
So thank you for not discounting those kids and actually accepting them into your life. I appreciate that.
Yes, thank you.
You got any shout outs?
I would like to shout out my AUS staff, because without them, none of this would be possible. And I have an amazing staff.
That's awesome.
That's what's up. And you know, shout out to everybody that's just making it for the day-to-day basis.
Yes.
Life has been life lately for, you know.
It has.
Especially with everything that's going on in the world. So shout out to everybody who's really just pushing through it and not letting life get them down. Because life is pretty heavy. We got a lot of stuff going on right now. So I love those people who continue to keep pushing and keep going. So shout out to y'all.
And I have one more shout out.
Yes.
I cannot forget my amazing husband that worked all day and is tired and still sitting here with me.
He has been a great supporter, I'm sure.
Look, he over there like, y'all can wrap this up.
Stop giving a shout out.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to shout him out for his Browns fandom over there.
Shout out to the Browns.
You can yell and shout that one out if you want.
Shout out to the Browns, you know.
What is the Browns thing? What are they doing? Like I'm a Bengals fan. We're like the who day, but like what's...
I know when we go to Lenny's, they say, here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
Is that it? Is there any other ones? Don't you guys bark or something?
Yeah, at the end.
What's the brown bark? Go ahead.
I'm not going to bark.
Please bark. I want to know what, if I wanted to become a Browns fan, I want to know what I have to do. Because right now I can just say Houdet and I'm good.
Well, I'll bark after.
I can't wait. You know what? Shout out to people who are taking care of their mental health. And I want to shout out people who are being more open and vulnerable about their mental health journeys. Yes. Because I do think that it really does help other people feel like they're not alone in what they're going through. And I've just lately been appreciating people who've been open about it and encouraging others to also participate in a mental health journey.
I was about to say, shout out to people who are doing the work, doing the healing. Shout out to therapy.
Absolutely. Yes.
Man, listen, I had therapy last week. I told my therapist, like, you about to get work today.
Earning that paycheck.
Yeah, you sure are, sir.
Yes.
But yeah, it was, yeah, I had a lot to get off. But shout out to therapists, man, who I love, like you said, I love that, like, we are changing the narrative of mental health and therapy, and we're being so open about it. But shout out to the therapists who have been pushing it and not giving up. Because the world loves to push back in therapy and mental health, and they have been like, you know, like, we're going to talk about it. So shout out to them.
Oh, you're the person that does all the feel-good stuff. I get that all the time. Yeah, I do. Because we all need to be having a chance to feel good.
Or they say, like, you're the one who gives the kids snack and then send them back to class. Like,
and talking about being you. And you want to know why? You want to know why I send them with a snack to class? Because they're hangry.
Yes.
They got kicked out of your class because they were hangry and they didn't have breakfast or they didn't have a snack or they didn't have dinner. And so, yeah, I'm going to give them a snack, a juice box, a cheese stick, a fruit cup. I'm going to give them a whole meal if they want so that they can come back and be less angry.
And then I'm going to come back at the end of the day and ask you, so how did the rest of your class go? And
I bet you're going to tell me it was great. Just saying.
Yeah, so shout out
F your feelings, but that is one.
It was getting close.
That was getting close, but that is one. I have no problem feeding children. I will feed them all day, every day.
Well, you can say that for the next show.
I will. But I agree, yeah.
But yeah, shout out to therapists, man. Shout out to anybody who's working in behavioral health and mental health, things like that. I absolutely love that. So, any other shout outs?
That's what I got.
All right. Bye. If y'all got some shout outs, put them in the comments below and we'll read them probably on the next show. But until then, before we let you go, how can people get in contact with you?
AUSOhio.com.
So if I want to enroll a kid, I can just go to that, and that's how I start the enrollment process.
Absolutely.
Or just pull up, like she said.
Pull up. 1837 South Avenue.
Okay. Right.
Do y'all have any upcoming events that people can be a part of?
Yes, we do have our Harvest Fest, which is scheduled for October the 22nd from 6 to 8.
Okay.
And so so when it comes to enrollment at any point in time in the year, people can come enroll?
Absolutely.
So it's enrollment all year long?
Open enrollment year round.
Perfect. And so they had, do you have any social media that they can?
Yes, it's AUS Ohio.
Okay, so on all platforms?
All platforms.
Okay.
There we go. And you got Stasia. She said, best principal ever.
Thank you.
So there's your shout out.
There you go. All right, y'all. Well, thank y'all for tuning in and tapping in with us here on Mud Talk. We'll be back in a couple weeks. In 2 weeks.
The same weekend of the Sunday event.
Yes, same weekend. But tomorrow we'll be, like we said, we'll be at the Black Gala tomorrow. So we'll be there from 6 to 11. So pull up on us. We're going to be doing some interviews and things like that tomorrow. Yeah. But until then, I'm Big T.
I'm Miss Amy.
And you officially tuned in and tapped into the hottest podcast that brings you the latest in music, news, and fashion, and the only show that keeps our ears to the streets.
While you grind and shine.
Hey, we'll see y'all next time. Peace.